Well, my next guest is my friend and colleague here at the radio station, Adrian Denning. You'll recognise the name because Adrian every week does Stars Over Somerset, and he's putting a presentation on called Stars Over Somerset here in Yeovil. Well, it's Ham Hill Country Park, and he's here to tell us all about it. Hello, Adrian. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Steve.
Right. Now then, you're putting on, I think, a couple of presentation nights, aren't you? What dates are these at Ham Hill? When are they taking place?
Yes, the dates for the diary, they're both Fridays. It's the 21st of October, so that one's coming up fairly soon. And then the 18th of November.
What's it going to consist of?
Well, it's sort of three parts to it, really. The event starts at 7 o'clock. We're doing a talk for about an hour on general astronomy, what's up there, what you can see in the night sky, and some tips if you're thinking about buying a telescope, that sort of thing. And then we're having a quick refreshment break at 8 o'clock while I nip outside and set the telescopes up. And then, assuming it's a clear night, after that, everyone's outside for a little star party and have a look at some things in the night sky.
It's a great location, isn't it, for that sort of event?
It is. If you talk to an astronomer, they're always saying about all light pollution and a nice dark sky location. I mean, trying to do astronomy in Yeovil is really difficult because of all the streetlights. You get out to Ham Hill and it's a reasonably dark location. There is some light pollution from the villages, but of course they're all below you. So it's a great venue.
And from Ham Hill, someone was saying on a clear day you can see right down to the coast. Is that right? Would you not see that way?
I'm not sure. No, you wouldn't, because the curvature of the Earth would be too great. A radio signal would actually travel that way, because radio signals can bend slightly, but light, no, you're just physically too far away. You'd have to be a lot higher in an aeroplane.
But the view's fantastic. I mean, you can see, I think Glastonbury Tor is visible, isn't it, I think?
Yes, it's incredible. And in the dark, it's a completely different world. You look at the night sky from somewhere dark like Ham Hill, it's a completely different view to if you're in town.
Tell us about the night sky. I mean, what's up there? What can we see above Somerset?
As you go through the year, you get the same view every year because, of course, we're orbiting around the sun. So if we go out on a certain night, the stars and deep sky objects will be in a certain place. If you go back on exactly the same day and time the following year, they'll be in exactly the same place again. But some things change. Planets in our solar system, they're relatively close to us, and they're sort of whizzing around doing their own thing. So those, you do see different things at different times. The lectures that we're doing and star parties this time, when we go outside, there should be a really good view of Jupiter and Saturn, two of the major gas giants. Fortunately, the moon is actually below the horizon, which actually is a good thing for astronomers, because the moon is like the ultimate source of light pollution, with sunlight reflecting off it. So having the moon below the horizon when we do these sessions is a bit of a bonus.
How much are tickets, by the way? How much are you charging for
this? Ham Hill Centre are charging £7 for adults and £3.50 for children under 18.
You do your presentation, then you get a chance to have a go on a telescope, is that right?
Yes, we're planning on bringing a couple of telescopes with us, and we've got a little programme of observing sorted out. So, say, first of all, it'll be Saturn and Jupiter, and then we're going to go much further into deep space and have a look at the Andromeda Galaxy, which is the neighbouring galaxy to our Milky Way. And it's quite incredible. It's 2.5 million light years away from us. And I always find that fascinating fact, because when we go outside and look at it, the light you're seeing has taken 2.5 million years to reach us. So you're seeing how it was all that time ago. And if you imagine, well, let's say there was some huge astronomical disaster and the Andromeda Galaxy disappeared 1 million years ago, we would still be looking at it for 1.5 million years before one night you went out and it wasn't there.
You talk about light, and it takes all that time to get to us so we can see it in the night sky. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that these planets or whatever, they emit light? And if they do, where is that light coming from? How is it being generated?
Okay, well, there's two ways to look at it. First of all, if you're looking at, say, stars or another galaxy, you're looking at light that's actually being created by those stars. If you like to think of a star as a nuclear reaction, it's giving off loads of heat and loads of light. When you're looking at the planets, of course, they're very close to us and they don't give off light. They're just lumps of rock or ice. The reason you see them is sunlight is reflecting off them and bouncing back towards us. That's why when you look at a planet, well, Jupiter and Saturn are great examples. If you look at those planets in the night sky, they look like incredibly big, bright stars because the light is much more intense.
But that's light reflected off the sun?
Off the surface. Oh, sunlight reflecting off the planet's surface.
But these other stars, planets that you talk about, they are generating light because there's some kind of reaction going on there.
The same as our sun. If you went far enough away, our sun would look like one of those other stars.
How are you able to measure so precisely the length of time it takes for this light to get to us? You mentioned that 2.5 million year figure. How is that possible?
It's a very good question. How on earth, you can't go up there with a tape measure. There's a whole host of measurements that astronomers make using observatories. It's a very complicated process. A lot of the distances that they quote, they are estimates, they're approximate. To really explain how they do it, we'd better sort of reserve an hour-long program at some point to go through it. Just take it as read.
How far up in the night sky are these bits of light? I mean, how far away are they?
Okay, so if we talk about the sort of the deep sky objects, the closest star to us, which is called Proxima Centauri, the distances are measured in light years. That star is just over 4 million light years away from us. So imagine light travelling at the speed of light would take 4 years to reach us. Or if you were in a spaceship and you could somehow travel at the speed of light, it would take you 4 years to get there. That's just an individual star. That's the closest star to us. Other deep sky objects, like, say, clusters of stars or nebulas where stars are born. Probably a good example is the Great Orion Nebula. If you look at the constellation of Orion, within it, there's this fuzzy patch of gas, and it's where stars are being created. Now, that nebula is approximately 1,600 light years away from us. So, again, you're looking at it how it was 1,600 years ago, and your spaceship would take 1,600 years to get there. If you could travel at the speed of light, which is impossible.
But when we see that light, mm-hmm. are we seeing it in its original place where it originated from, or are we seeing it in a new place closer to Earth?
That's another good question. And of course, things move. It's a big problem for NASA because, there's the new launch coming up, the Artemis program. Well, of course, they've got to aim their rocket for where the moon is going to be several days later. If they aim for where it currently is, they'll miss it.
So everything's moving all the time, isn't it?
Everything's moving all the time. Yeah, yeah. Just to sort of finish up with that last question, of course, the planets are much closer to us because they're within the solar system. And there, the light in some cases is only taking a few minutes to reach us. I mean, light from the sun actually takes 8 minutes to reach the Earth. So if the sun went out, you've got 8 minutes to wrap up well before it gets incredibly cold.
And you mentioned about our solar system, and of course, there are lots of other solar systems, aren't there, out there?
There are.
Not the only one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole, it was called the Exoplanet Project. Yeah, there's a whole science and astronomers looking to identify planets going around other stars, other suns, and they're finding more and more.
Well, we talk about stars over Somerset, but if it was stars over Northumberland, let's say, typically, would it be the same night sky?
Yes, it would be exactly the same. Things would be at a slightly different angle, but relatively, yes, we're on the Earth, which is pretty small. We're in England, which is even smaller. Yes, if you go north or go west or east, it's pretty much exactly the same view. You're looking at the same part of sky.
And if I was in Australia, would it be the same?
No, that's going to be completely different. In the Northern Hemisphere, the section of sky that we're looking up at, of course, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you're looking completely in the opposite direction. In the Northern Hemisphere, we've got it easy, really. One of the references we use is the pole star, Polaris. Everything appears to rotate around that, and it makes it very easy to set your telescope up. Well, of course, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere and you're in Australia, you can't see Polaris. It's around the other side of the Earth. Yeah. So you've got to use other stars to sort of judge your position.
On that point about Australia, Australia really is upside down because I've been to Australia and you watch the water going down the plug hole in the sink, and it does go the other way, right? The anti-clockwise.
Yeah.
Anti-clockwise.
Yes, goes the opposite way. Exactly.
The opposite way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's been great to talk to you. Just remind us again of these events at Ham Hill Country Park and where people can buy their tickets from.
So it's it's Stars Over, it's all badged as Stars Over Somerset, the same as the weekly broadcast that we do. The two dates are Friday the 21st of October and Friday the 18th of November. Both evenings start at 7 o'clock. It's at the Ham Hill Visitor Centre up at Ham Hill. There's a couple of ways you can book tickets. Booking is essential because we're running on limited places. You can either go to the visitsouthsomerset.com website and the booking form is there. Or if you prefer, you can go to the starsoversomerset.com website where we put a copy of the weekly broadcast and there's a link that'll take you to it from there.
And it's you on your own doing this? Or
No, my partner will be coming along as well.
Right.
She's an expert at pointing out the constellations and things. So as we're moving the telescope between different sort of particular objects, she can fill in the gaps and sort of give people a general tour of the night sky.
Adrian, thanks very much. And we should say, if you want more details, it's on our website, the Radio Nine Springs website.
It is as well, yes.
Yeah. That's radio9springs.com.
Great, thanks, Steve.
Adrian Denning, thanks very much indeed.